For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
A memorial display honoring former President George H.W. Bush and his relationship with former Senator Bob Dole will be set up for public viewing tomorrow by the Dole Institute of Politics at the University of Kansas. That, according to the Kansas City Star, Bob and Elizabeth Dole issued a statement yesterday calling Bush a cherished servant leader who's been truly the man for all seasons. Dole on what the nation is losing with the passing of the 41st president.
I think there are certain qualities that veterans have, and when Bush was president, I think about three-fourths of Congress were veterans, and we would stick together and work together.
Bush, who died late Friday at his Houston home at the age of 94, is to be honored with a state funeral at National Cathedral in the nation's capital Wednesday, followed by burial Thursday on the grounds of his presidential library at Texas A&M. Before that, his body will lie in state in the Capitol Rotunda for a public viewing on Monday until Wednesday morning. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
President Trump tells reporters on Air Force One if Congress asks, he's willing to sign a two-week government funding extension due to the death of former President Bush.
They come, which they have, to talk about an extension because of President Bush's passing. I would absolutely consider it and probably give it.
And the president tells reporters the deal he struck with Chinese President Xi is a big one, one of the biggest ones ever.
It'll have an incredibly positive impact on farming, meaning agriculture, industrial products, computers, every type of product.
President Trump also told reporters that he thinks there could be a meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in January or February next year. The White House, in a statement issued Saturday night, said the U.S. would leave the tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese products at a 10% rate and not raise it to 25% at this time. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Vice Admiral Scott Sterney, who oversaw U.S. naval forces in the Middle East, was found dead Saturday in his residence in Buran. Defense officials are calling it an apparent suicide. Sterney was the commander of the U.S. Navy's Buran-based 5th Fleet. The Navy says Vice Admiral Jim Malloy, the Deputy Chief of Naval Operations for Operations Plans and Strategy, has taken interim command until a permanent successor is chosen. According to CNN, the day the latest report on climate change came out, the three major networks, ABC, NBC, and CBS, spent 3 minutes in the nightly news on that story and 6 minutes on Kanye West visiting the White House. Climate change is not getting the attention from the media that it deserves, according to Genevieve Gunther of InClimateSilence.org.
The irony is that, in fact, the media is reporting stories about climate change every day. Every day there are stories about drought, about wildfires, about typhoons and hurricanes, about heat, about all sorts of effects. And very often these stories will appear without the media even mentioning climate change even once. The idea is not necessarily to do more discrete stories on climate change, but actually to mention climate change in the stories that the media is already reporting.
It's pretty obvious that air conditioning is a necessary technology, and demand for more AC is growing. So Rocky Mountain Institute and a group in India are offering $3 million to the air conditioning genius who could come up with a more environment-friendly way to keep us cool. It's called the Global Cooling Prize, and the prize's ambassador is famed billionaire philanthropist Richard Branson. For USA Radio News,